Paula Stone's Hollywood Digest. At 4:45 every afternoon, WNEW brings you the Hollywood Digest, presented by Paula Stone, well-known Broadway and Hollywood actress. Miss Stone has been a living part of that fabulous city called Hollywood, and so every item mentioned in our Hollywood Digest is first-hand information from the motion picture capital of the world. And here she is, our editor-in-chief of Hollywood Digest, Paula Stone.
Hello there, neighbors. Happy George Washington's birthday. In honor of this festive occasion, your Hollywood Digest will be presented as a double feature today with one of the most interesting guest stars and one of the most thrilling theater parties it's ever been our pleasure to bring you. Now, we'll keep our guest star as a surprise for a moment, but I will tell you the name of the play, our theater party, and it offers you one of the greatest hits of all time, Life with Father. Yes, friends, we're giving a special theater party to Life with Father, and of all the smash hits on Broadway, I don't think we could celebrate George Washington's birthday with a greater prize than offering you seats to see this play absolutely free as our guest. So have a piece of paper or a penny postcard handy when we turn to that chapter dedicated to Life with Father and ask you to answer one quick question. And now, friends, gather round for our other surprise. Yesterday, we told you that we'd have a guest in our studio today. And now I'd like to introduce to you a man who knows more inside stories about Hollywood than the whole film colony put together. Some stories, of course, the film colony wouldn't tell on itself. But Jimmy Starr, being Hollywood's ace reporter, tells all daily in his column in the Los Angeles Herald Express. So, when the 20th Century Limited choo-chooed into town last week with Jimmy aboard, well, I sort of descended on this unsuspecting gentleman with what I fondly hoped was my most persuasive smile. I must admit the smile worked, because I asked Jimmy to enliven our special edition today with a visit, and here he is, Mr. Jimmy Starr.
Thanks, Paula. This is supposed to be my vacation, you know, so I'll just sit back and listen to you.
Oh, you think you will, huh? Once a reporter, always a reporter, Jimmy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that you have an item up your sleeve about any star name I might mention. All I have to do is toss a name at you, and you'll rise to the bait with a story.
I've risen already. Toss a few, and we'll see what happens.
Well, all right. Jimmy, there are a few names that seem to top all others in holding the movie fans' interest. So let's start at the very top and have the latest word on Captain Clark Gable.
Well, I find that the public is more interested in the girl angle with Clark than with his part in the war or even his film career.
Well, being a girl, I can easily understand that, Jimmy. Now, who would you say is the lucky lady?
Well, no one in particular, Paula, and that's straight from Clark himself. He's been seen around with such lovelies as Kay Williams, Virginia Bruce, Virginia Gray, and Betty Hutton, all blondes, by the way. But when I asked him rather point blank which one might be called the heart interest, he said, no one, Jimmy, and that's definite.
Well, that really takes a load off the mind of feminine America, doesn't it? You mentioned Betty Hutton a moment ago, Jimmy. Have you any story up your sleeve on the bombshell?
Well, Betty Hutton is the closest thing to an it girl that we've had in Hollywood since Clara Bow. Of course, they don't call it it now. It's oomph or pinup. But it all amounts to the same thing, a dynamic personality. Though Betty is only 21 years old, she's been in show business 12 years and has definitely made up her mind that she's going to reach the top and nothing's going to stop her. She told me once that she couldn't stop to fall in love as it would interfere with her career.
Well, she's certainly going up the ladder of success in leaps and bounds. Now, what else can you tell us about Hollywood's G.I.?
G.I.?
Yes, Glamour Incorporated.
Oh, well, things are a little quiet on the Western glamour front, Paula. What with Betty Grable, Jean Tierney, Alice Faye, Brenda Marshall, and, a half a dozen other gals keeping dates with the sort. But here's an item that I really think will be of great interest to your listeners.
Well, what's that, Jimmy?
Veronica Lake has a protege, a girl that she's determined to build into a glamorous actress.
Well, that really is interesting. What's the inside story?
Well, Veronica was at a party about 6 months ago when someone remarked that it's practically impossible to make an average American girl and build her into a glamorous personality. They said it's never been done with real success. Well, Veronica disagreed violently and declared that she could do it with any average American girl. The upshot of the argument was that someone else in the party pointed to a young 18-year-old in the room, someone in no way connected with the motion picture business, and said, "Well, there's your average American miss, and she could never be a glamour girl." Veronica took up the challenge, and this girl is now her protege.
My, that girl must really believe in Cinderella and Santa Claus all rolled into one. What's her name?
Her name is Beatrice Blake, and she's the daughter of a judge. But Veronica has changed her name to Iris March. It seems that the story of the green hat is one of Veronica's favorites, and Iris March is, of course, the heroine of the green hat. So Mrs. Blake is now Iris March.
Well, Jimmy, I'm sure our listening friends, especially the ladies, would be very interested in hearing Veronica Lake's method for building an average American girl into movie material.
Well, first of all, she outlined a severe routine for the girl. Beauty treatments, reducing exercises, trying out different hairdos and makeup. Then, of course, will come voice coaching, diction lessons, and the more advanced instructions. Time alone will tell if Veronica is right or not. If she is, Hollywood will have still another glamour girl to place before the cameras.
Well, it will certainly be interesting to watch this experiment unfold. And we'll be looking for that name, Iris March, in future movie magazines and casting sheets. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, here's an item for you. I was talking to your friend Joey Brown a few nights ago. In fact, just about 2 hours before he left for the White House to visit the president.
Yes, Joey Brown has certainly done a marvelous job, and one all Hollywood points to with pride. When some of Movieland's citizens are giving it a black eye, men and women like Joey Brown, Gary Cooper, Phyllis Brooks, Carol Landers, Bob Hope, and others, too numerous to mention, are the shining lights that more than outshine the few black sheep.
Oh, speaking of Hollywood's favorite sons, Jimmy, I hear that you just received a letter from Randolph Scott, right?
That's right, Paula. And it's one of the most interesting letters I've ever received. Randy said that he'd been under fire and has already gone through 6 severe bombings. He added very frankly that he was scared stiff.
Oh, I don't blame him. Oh, what a wonderful job he's doing, entertaining boys right in the very heart of the fighting.
I'd say he's been under fire more than any other entertainer who's toured the battlefront. Of course, I can't say where he is. That's the military secret.
Well, that's the only secret we'll let you keep, Jimmy. And right now, I'd like to turn the spotlight away from the screen stars for a moment and full upon the author of that new mystery novel, The Corpse Came COD.
Well, now, who could that be?
The corpse or the author?
Oh, I know the corpse intimately.
And I know the author. His name is Jimmy Starr. Seriously, Jimmy, I hear this new book of yours is nothing short of a sensational success. Well, what is The Corpse Came COD all about?
Well, it's the story of a reporter and a beautiful movie star. Now, you can gather by that that the background is Hollywood. This movie queen orders a box of dress materials, and when the box arrives, she pays the COD charge of $208 and then finds the corpse of the dress designer inside the box.
Oh, that must be a little rough on the nervous system. What else?
Well, there's also a rather novel idea in that the fictional characters meet real Hollywood celebrities during the course of the story. Such well-known stars as Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, and others slip in and out of the story all the time the mystery is going on, though they have nothing to do with the plot.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Jimmy. When will the book be out?
March 15th.
Well, I happen to know that 2 studios are bidding for this corpse already, and as it will, in all likelihood, be filmed, I think the folks would enjoy hearing who you'd cast in the feature roles.
Well, I'd like to see Humphrey Bogart play the reporter and Ann Sheridan, the glamorous screen star who finds the body. But after the book comes out, I'd be very interested in hearing from the public and learning of their choice of stars for the 2 top roles.
Well, you'll probably be hearing from all of our Hollywood Digest listeners, Jimmy, after this grand close-up on your book.
Now, Paula, I've answered a lot of questions, so I'm going to ask one for a change.
All right, go ahead.
What's this about a special theater party to Life with Father? You know, every studio in Hollywood is after this play.
Yes, I know, Jimmy. It's one of the biggest hits of all time. And today, as an extra treat to celebrate George Washington's birthday, we're going to present a little quiz contest, and the first 10 correct answers we receive will net the senders a pair of tickets each to Life with Father.
Well, that's a wonderful prize. Let's hear a little more about it.
Well, this fabulous Oscar Serlin production opened in New York City in 1939. Now, in 1944, it's seems likely to go on forever like Tennyson's Brooks. Statistically, the story is this. Life with Father has played to a total of 4,513,550 people. The New York company has given more than 1,800 performances, and now in its fifth year is playing to big houses with frequent sellouts and standees. Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss are the co-authors, with Mr. Lindsay himself in the role of the fabulous father. And that brings us to our quiz question for today. So listen carefully, neighbors. Producer Oscar Serlin has been very influential in sending actors to Hollywood. In fact, he was responsible for sending Cary Grant, Fred McMurray, Dorothy L'Amour, and Margot, just to name a few. And now from the company of Life with Father, two more names have been added to Hollywood's star roster. One played Greer Garson's son in Mrs. Miniver, the other Betty Davis' daughter in The Little Foxes. Now, of course, you all know the boy is Richard May, but who is the very clever actress who had her first important Broadway role in Life with Father and went right from that play to Hollywood? By a strange coincidence, both she and Richard May were in Mrs. Miniver. So now, folks, if you'd like to be our guest at the theater party to see Life with Father, you tell us. Is this actress Lorraine Day, Teresa Wright, or Marcia Hunt? That's Lorraine Day, Teresa Wright, or Marcia Hunt. Write the answer on a letter or a penny postcard and send it to Paula Stone, Screen Test Contest, WNEW, New York City, 22. Yes, it only costs a penny to enter this contest, and you know you can't win if you don't play. So send your answer as quickly as possible. It's first come, first served, with allowances made for later mail pickups in suburban and outlying areas. But please don't send telegrams or special deliveries. And good luck to all of you who'd like to see Life with Father. And that's our contest, Jimmy, dedicated to a play that's made theatrical history.
I'd like to send in an answer to that myself.
Well, have you seen many Broadway plays?
Well, I'm seeing as many as possible, Paula. I like to view these shows Hollywood eventually buys. For instance, I saw Winged Victory the other night with an eye to its movie possibilities, since 20th Century Fox is bringing this hit to the screen. Also, Dough Girls held added interest for me since Warner Brothers grabbed it for the movie. All in all, Paula, it's been a pretty grand vacation, and I'll be sorry to leave for Hollywood this coming Friday.
Well, Jimmy, it was grand of you to interrupt your vacation with a visit to our Hollywood Digest and help make this double feature for Washington's birthday possible.
Well, speaking of birthdays, Paula, here's one last item for your movie fans before we say goodbye. February is a popular birthday month. Captain Clark Gable started off by celebrating his birthday on the first of the month. Lana Turner was next on February 8th. The following day, singing star Katherine Grayson celebrated hers. Edward Arnold marks his natal anniversary on the 18th. Robert Young is celebrating his today, right along with George Washington. Dorothy Morris will celebrate hers tomorrow with Margie Main one day later. Jack Benny was born on February 14th. He calls himself a comic Valentine. And Cesar Romero, February 15th. And lovely Joan Bennett made her world debut February 27th. And I guess that's all the birthdays we can dig up on the spur of the moment.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I know our listeners have enjoyed this close-up of the film capital as seen through the eyes of a star reporter, Jimmy Starr.
Well, thanks, Paula. I've really enjoyed our little visit here, and I wish you and Hollywood Digest all the best in 44. Now, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, Jimmy, and thank you again so much. And goodbye to you neighbors, too, for today. Don't forget to mail that entry to our Life with Father contest, and all winning names will be announced over the air. And now, until tomorrow and Zanzibar Day, this is Paula Stone saying so long, friends.
Address your entries to Paula Stone's Screen Test Contest, WNEW, New York City, 22. All entries become the property of WNEW, and the first 10 correct entries we receive determine the winners, and the decision of the judges is final. Listen to Paula Stone's exciting tour of Movieland, The Hollywood Digest.